The Super Bowl will take place in Tampa in 52 days. Today, local and federal law enforcement officials spoke to reporters about the security steps underway now and those that will commence leading up to the big game. Steve Ibison is the FBI special agent in charge of security at the Super Bowl. He said the agency's role was to provide intelligence to the rest of the law enforcement agencies in three different ways.
The priority of the FBI is to prevent the next terrorist attack, and that's what we're doing with our intelligence. Number two is to be prepared if any incident were to occur here at the Super Bowl. We will have significant manpower and resources available if something were to occur, to be able to surge very quickly and take care of that. And three is to operate our Joint Operations Center. Our Joint Operations Center is a command post where everyone involved in the Super Bowl, all the law enforcement agency involved, will be part of that Joint Operations Center. So the communications will be instantaneous. We'll all be sitting in the same room during and before the Super Bowl.
Susan McCormick is with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. She says her agency is committed to not having the game compromised by any threats. She says that means any undocumented immigrant who may be working as a vendor around Raymond James Stadium or who even works as a volunteer for a Super Bowl-related activity will have their immigration status inspected.
We've learned that while individuals in this country illegally working at secure sites may not have ill intent against the United States, we know they may be susceptible to blackmail by those who may want to harm Americans. That potential vulnerability will be neutralized because ICE is in the process of screening all vendors and employees who have access to the Super Bowl facilities.
McCormick says so far ICE has screened close to 8,800 applications and expects to look at another 30,000 or so before the game on February 1st. She said those found to be undocumented or with any criminal backgrounds will not be allowed to work at the game or any game-related activities. She also said that appropriate actions would be taken. WMNF later asked McCormick if that meant deportation orders would begin for those found out of status.
No, we will take appropriate action, and I'm not committing to what action that is. It's a case-by-case basis, depending on what the situation is. And with that many names, as you know, there is a lot of potential. But no, I am not saying anything about deportation at this time.
McCormick also said that ICE will also be targeting criminal organizations responsible for counterfeit products, such as tickets and memorabilia, which is a big market driven even bigger this year by the struggling economy.
We know this as intellectual property rights. Intellectual property rights violations involve the illegal use of trademarks, trade names, and copyrights. It is estimated that the U.S. industry alone loses $200 to $250 billion to counterfeiting annually.
Scott McCampbell is with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. He says his agency is in contact with more than 500 gun dealers throughout the state.
And we are obviously trying to speak with them in regards to any suspicious activities, anything they notice, thefts, anything of that nature that might be of interest to us prior to this upcoming event.
Milt Ulrich is vice president of security for the NFL. He lauded the efforts being done locally right now and said the league tries not to be too heavy-handed with its security needs.
This is not the Super Bowl of security, I can say that. There is a balance that has to be maintained between the game, the entertainment, and the hospitality that this community will provide to the many people that will come to the region and keeping them safe. We really try very hard not to have security overwhelm our fans. And these security professionals and public safety officials absolutely get that and are providing it.